The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway friend. In Kapalooey. Super great price.
The best advice.
A huge selection. Sports nutrition. Herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapy Zone with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So listen up, folks. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and so grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have the most amazing formulas, the wonderful combinations, organic choices, beautiful, strong, and healthy, and wonderful. And we are affiliated right over there with the amazing broth cafe at Alive and Well. Broad spectrum broth, super terrific foods, wonderful natural and organic foods, all kinds of great choices that are there for you at Alive and Well. And you're sitting in the air conditioning, beautiful marble area.
Marble and top.
Marble top.
Bar.
But it's very...
It's welcome to the bar,
the
boys.
Bar, okay. But it's a
girls,
healthy bar, boys.
Right.
Healthy bar, boys. Yes, and girls, absolutely that. And it's so wonderful. And again, we don't impose choices in certain senses. If you're vegan, if you're vegetarian, if you're not vegetarian, we have all of those choices available for you. The wild fish and different chicken and organic meats. It's all kinds of wonderful things that you can get there. And all those choices are there. We're also very, very grateful to the local Maui organic farmers bringing in those beautiful produce every single day. And every single day bringing in the vegetables and all.
Amen,
so that we can, and the concentrated juices that we can make out of them present in the glass bottles, etc.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen, amen, amen.
Terrific and wondrous.
What about the Vortex water?
Well, you were going to tell me about sparkling, crystalline, and delicious, and oxygenated, and impure. I mean, impurities and getting rid of impurities. Go ahead. Tell me about it.
You just said it, honey. You said it all.
Yeah,
that's
I didn't
it.
Have to say it all. I left a few words for you.
Well,
you've been married to me long enough. You know I always leave a few words for you.
Very, very few. That's right.
That's right. It's because our backgrounds are such. You're the Irish background. I'm not so Irish. But the thing is, I leave a few words for you to say, okay?
It's a beautiful little lilt you have there.
Yes, it's nice.
In your tongue, yes.
Yeah, I'm not giving you too much blarney, am I, dear?
Well, yes, you do, sweetheart.
Oh,
thank
do
you.
I do?
Loads
okay.
of blarney.
Loads
I love
of blarney.
It.
There we are. So all of those great things are there in that wonderful, beautiful Vortex water that you can fill up.
Well, it's hydrogenated. It's oxygenated. That's what water is, hydrogen and oxygen. And when you get dancing molecules of those two major components, you have water.
Water.
Pure water.
The way water was meant to be. And
that's right.
You know, not just because I was born in Brooklyn, raised in New York, and have Jewish background and all of that.
Yeah.
Water is it's the way it was meant to be, not contaminated.
Would you
really
absolutely? I couldn't have said it better.
That's exactly right. That's right. Okay.
So moving on.
Moving on. Yes. Well, you know, let us start by saying, too, that Dennis and I are not doctors.
Bring your glass jugs, your glass bottles, your thermos, whatever it might be, and fill it up with Vortex water. The Vortex water is water the way that it used to be, before man made all kinds of other things and additions to the water and all the other stuff that's combined in the water. You get pure dancing molecules, oxygen, hydrogen. Water.
That's right.
It's the sweetest
and proven
best
to
tasting
have
of all.
Us to strengthen the immune system, to be energizing, detoxifying, cell availability, all kinds of wonderful things like that.
Okay, and you were saying.
And I, as I was saying, that Den and I are not doctors. We don't pretend to be. You know, people on medications or take them off.
Who is Den and I?
Den, as you like to be called, Den, not only Dennis, okay? D-E-N is you.
Oh.
Got that?
The Den and I.
I think we have an article here by a top doctor on brain health as we age. I think maybe we ought to pay more attention,
How
right?
How about speech therapy? Den and I. What's Den and I?
Den and I.
That sounds like some exotic island somewhere in the South Pacific.
So as I was saying, I think I was saying something of importance.
Go ahead.
People on medications or take them off. Doctors Area, what we love to share wondrous information about what doctors have learned about great nutrition and supplements and vitamins, et cetera, nutrients in clinical trials, whether they're holistically minded or not. They're reported clinical trials. We love to share that information. So here we are. We're sharing with you right now, word for word, and all the clinical trials are quoted right next to that, okay? Mm-hmm. All of this is doctor-quoted clinical trials, all right? And we're going to be talking here, and Dr. Russell Blaylock, MD, is a very famous doctor, neurologist, all kinds of credits and everything else like that. And he is reporting here, and I guess he meant to say this to, he didn't say this is for Dennis and Mona, but he could have, and all, a whole lot. He says, how to maintain brain health as you age.
Whoa.
Oh, my goodness.
That's special.
Thanks, Dr. Blaylock.
That's a special delivery for this old brain. Okay.
Well, okay. So, and same here. And, you know, this is a point that is that you've made so many times, and here Dr. Blaylock is agreeing with you, and it was just printed up, okay?
Pretty sharp guy.
Get the right fats.
That's right.
Says the doctor. Avoid inflammatory oils that are commonly used, especially for the contemptible deep frying. They are powerful triggers of brain inflammation.
Deep fat frying, French fries, any deep fat fried fish, whatever you're going to deep fat fry,
terrible.
Don't do it. Don't
terrible.
Do it.
Never.
Don't do it.
These are powerful triggers of brain inflammation. These bad fats, inflammatory fats, include corn, peanut, soybean, safflower, and sunflower oils, all the ones we've said.
And canola.
And canola, absolutely.
Canola is a major, major negative.
They easily enter the brain, woo, and do a great deal of damage to the brain, says Dr. Blaylock.
How do they do that damage?
Well, they're going to say here. Trans fats in partially hydrogenated oils interfere with brain cell communication and cause additional brain inflammation.
Inflammation.
Right.
Fire. Inflame. Okay.
Yes. He says, in contrast, the anti-against inflammation super omega-3 oils found in the purest fish oil play a critical role in brain health.
Ta-da.
How many times have we said that,
ta-da.
Dude?
Right.
The EPA, DHE, omega-3s.
EPA and DHA, the two major forms of fats, fatty acids, which your body uses to create omega-3.
That's right.
That's what omega-3 is comprised of, EPA and DHA.
That's right.
Anti-inflammatory, heart-brain rejuvenating. Okay, go on.
And he says these EPA and the DHA are major building blocks of neurons, nerve cells.
There you
the
go.
The cells that make up the brain and nervous system.
Hallelujah.
And again, you know, that's why we've often said, but the head of Cleveland Clinic was also saying the same thing, a big famous doctor. He says, we're fatheads, he said. Mm-hmm. And he actually said, and at the time he was 50, a lot younger than the two of us. He said that he's 50. He says, by 50, the brain is a fat that shrinks up. I've got to take my super pure omega-3 fish oils every day to keep my brain plump and fat the way it's supposed to be.
The volume of the brain. That's right.
That's exactly right.
Otherwise, it starts to dry up.
And that's not even including, you know, because this is an article on the brain. But again, remember how critically important we give all those reports by Harvard doctors for the heart and of the EPA and the DHA and the blood flow, et cetera.
And the eyes.
And the eyesight. Even as far back as when we were young, and I was pregnant, you know, in the first health food store, just about to open. And we knew then how important it was for the developing brain, heart, and the eyesight of the baby to take the purest fish oils.
That's right.
That's right. And then the doctor goes on to say, please comment about it, get enough vitamin D3. And he says, is it D3, that natural? Lack of vitamin D3 speeds brain aging.
Yep.
And even people in sunny climates are very often deficient. And he's saying what you've said, Dennis, get vitamin D3 checked with blood tests and take the amount needed to get and maintain your vitamin D3 blood levels between 65 nanograms a milliliter and 100 nanograms a milliliter. You want to comment on this?
Yeah, I would. The evidence is so overwhelming from all holistic physicians. Not drug doctors, but holistic physicians point out how important the bright level, blood level of vitamin D3 is. Most people, says the Vitamin D3 Council of Research Physicians, says that most people have a blood level of 20 nanograms or less per milliliter of blood. It should be 60 and above. 60, 70, right. 80, 90, 100 nanograms.
That's right. That's
most
what he says.
Most chemical doctors, most drug doctors always say, well, you know, you can get 30 or 40 nanograms. That's good. That's good. No, it's not. It's good. It's better than 10. But 80% of the population, says the Vitamin D3 Research Council, is deficient in vitamin D. What does vitamin D do? It creates natural killer cells. It creates a strong heart. It creates mighty muscles. It creates an immune system which is resistant to every infectious condition in the world. It builds bones.
Right.
It builds
it
brains.
You know, it works with the MK7 to take the calcification out of the arteries.
That's right.
And put it in the bones where it's supposed to be, increasing that bone calcification by 60 or 70%. So you have stronger
better,
bones,
honey.
But you have beautiful arteries.
That's right.
Okay? Just like he says. And, you know, Den, you were talking just a bit ago. Here's what the doctor is pointing out. It's just about, and he says, avoid fluoride. This highly toxic metal, says the doctor, still quoting Dr. Blaylock about how maintaining your brain health and restoring it. Avoid fluoride. This highly toxic metal accumulates in certain areas of the brain, such as the pineal gland and hippocampus, and has been shown to significantly lower IQ. Your IQ, yeah. Intelligence quota.
And what does the chemical industry say?
And interfere with memory and complex brain functions. Studies have shown that even concentrations of 0.5, that's one half per million ppm, can damage cells and microvessels in the brain. Yet 60% of our public drinking water is fluoridated at least one part per million to 1.3. Go ahead.
That's the chemical industry again, folks. The chemical industry says 60,000 chemicals aren't really enough. We need more synthetic chemicals. We need more aluminum and more mercury in our vaccines. We need all kinds of wondrous, wondrous chemicals to chemicalize this world so we have better advancement of human intelligence and better advancement of human health. Well, folks, just the opposite, say holistic physicians, is happening. The more chemicals, the more man-made chemicals, the more concentrated irregular chemical applications to the soil, to the fertilizers,
right.
To all the other
right.
things. That where do all those chemicals go? They spray the air to reflect the dangerous sun rays
Unreal.
Back into space.
So they call it. Dennis
yeah.
says that's not Dennis.
Yeah.
He's quoting them.
Okay. Keep in mind, folks, the sun has been around for several hundred million years.
Thank you, Mr.
And so
sun.
Far,
Thank
it's
you,
been
Mr.
doing
sun.
A pretty good job.
Yes.
Okay? But now science says, science is a chemical industry, of course, says that too much sun isn't good for you.
Look out.
Danger. Better take my chemicals and you can be better health.
Oh, boy. And you know, he makes the point here about the fluoride. Be sure to drink fluoride-free water, the purest water. just exactly what we were, why we have the vortex.
That's right.
Just exactly why we supply that, for God's sake.
And just exactly why we don't sell fluoride toothpaste.
Right, you
or
are.
Or fluoride anything.
Fluoride
anything. Fluoride is a poison.
And in many different ways, not even realizing, as many people don't, the amount that it's doing for brain damage. Okay? And he says, oh, Den's going to love this one. And not love this one because of the toxicity, but love it for the fact that, you know, Dr. Blaylock, you and he have been like two brothers for a long time because he's saying the same things. And he quotes all the clinical trials. Limit and eliminate sugar. Sugar, he says, is a great brain destroyer.
It's fire, folks.
That's
it's fire.
It. Then he says starchy carbohydrates, breads, rice and pasta are also wrecking our brains. These types of foods are far too abundant in typical American diets. Right.
What can I say? I of course, Mona's joking when she's talking about Dennis and Dr. Blaylock in the same phrase, same sentence, because Dr. Blaylock is a genius.
He's a genius with all kinds of medical
and
credits.
And Dennis is an avid fan of the genius.
Yeah, he's a pretty good guy, Dan. Dennis is a very good guy.
And whatever information I share with you is simply a reiteration of holistic physicians, what they've discovered. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist. But I am a health nut, and I want to eliminate as many chemicals and man-made debris that's put into our environment, both in the water, in the air, and in the soil, and in the foods. I want to eliminate that trash from my anatomy.
That's right.
And I use these doctors and these geniuses as guidelines to go by and how to do that.
But
and we want to share that information with you.
Okay, and here's another thing that really gets to me, because I was a very, very, and I still have the tendency, even though they said I wouldn't live past my early 20s.
You're not there yet, honey.
Yeah, no, I'm kind of close. My teenage years are going too quickly by, but it hasn't affected my dancing, Dennis.
Yes, okay.
I'm still dancing like a teenager.
Dancing, Dennis? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm dancing like a teenager. Why don't you get out and do it?
And you had all those children. You're still a teenager.
I'm still a teenager. I know.
Amazing.
I have grandkids all grown up, but okay, I'm still a teenager. I can outdance them. But one of the things that they said, the time when they said she's allergic to just about everything on the planet, but she said the most, they used to say, the doctors, the allergists and all, that one of the most common allergens was gluten. And they said she's very allergic to gluten. That's moi we're talking about. For many people, we're talking now, quoting Dr. Russell Blaylock, gluten in grain can impair brain function and even lead to serious neurological disorders. I didn't know that.
Seizures
and schizophrenia.
Uh-huh.
Gluten.
Yeah.
And he goes on, reaction to gluten can vary among individuals. Some people can tolerate certain small amounts while others can't tolerate any. So it's important to know what's right for you. Okay, but they says, but watch out, he says, because many so-called gluten-free products are made with rice or potato flour, which can trigger intense hypoglycemia and low blood
conversion
sugar
to sugar
and low blood sugar in many people.
Well, they raise the blood sugar, and the body's response to that excessive sugar is to burn up too much of the sugar, leaving you hypoglycemic.
That's exactly right. And this one, Dennis, you're going to have to talk about, because this is an important point that you've made so often, and we have streams of thrilled people who have seen their lives change for the better because of the advice that you gave them. And here is Dr. Blaylock saying how to maintain brain health as you age. Maintain a healthy digestion. Gut inflammation, says the doctor. Listen to the rest of this sentence here. Such as that caused by food allergies or intolerance or poor digestion can cause chronic brain inflammation and eventual nerve degeneration of the brain, leading to anxiety, depression, and severe knowledge impairments. Inflammation can be generated by an imbalance of bacteria in the digestive tract caused by poor digestion.
Poor digestion and poor microbiota in the gut. folks, it's hard to conceive. I mean, everybody's life is so full. The daily agenda of things that you have to accomplish, you have to get done, your obligations, your responsibilities. To stop and think that you're not the same person at 50 that you were at 18. You don't have the same physical strength. You don't have the same mental capabilities. You don't have the same immune system. And you certainly don't have the same digestive efficiency at 50, 55 that you had when you were 18 or when you were 6 or when you were 12 or when you were 25. Because as we age, as you know, those who are past the age of 25, that aging is a degenerative procedure. Things that used to be at your beck and whim are no longer becked and whimmed. They are more effort is put into whatever you're doing to make it happen, whatever the event is. But you don't make the same hormones. You don't make the same neurotransmitter activity. You don't make the same digestive enzyme concentration you had at 55 when you have 70% less digestive capability than you had at 20. Can you believe that? Well, that's what holistic physicians say. When you're 55, you've lost 70% of your ability to properly digest and assimilate your nutrients than you had when you were 20 or 25, okay? So the idea is that less nutrients bite for bite means less nutrition bite for bite. It means less capabilities, mentally, physically, whatever it might be. Your cells just aren't rejuvenated by the food that you're eating like the cells were rejuvenated when you were younger. So what holistic physicians recommend is by the time in your early 40s, you might even be noticing it, some heartburn, some food allergies, some food intolerances, some inability to eat and enjoy the food like you used to because of side effects. Well, you're not digesting it, they say. So what you want to do is, what they say, is use super digestizyme enzyme formulas to digest your food the way you used to do it, to assimilate the nutrients, to utilize the digested food particles, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, all the food quality, all the proteins, like you used to do it when you were younger. Then you have better digestion, you have more physical energy, more mental capabilities than someone who may not be using that. You don't have the heartburn. You don't have the gassiness, the bloating, the farting, the misery, stinky stools that you may not be very happy with.
Because the undigested food gives off putrefactive bacteria.
That's the whole idea.
That cause the gas and the destruction of the lining of the alimentary canal.
Indeed it does. And the enzymes help to restore the proper cellular integrity of your guts.
That's right. And heal.
And along with that, incorporate some healthy probiotics.
That's right.
Probiotics are the beneficial, friendly bacteria of your gut, which finish the job of digestion, absorption, and elimination.
Right.
It's all a matter of replacing what your body doesn't create anymore.
Yeah, and he makes the point, Dr. Blaylock, in the talking about the natural supplements to regenerate the brain, and right at the top of his list is the curcumin, the active bioperine extracted curcumin. And he says, this powerful flavonoid is shown in many studies to be very powerful for protecting the brain against aging and neurodegenerative diseases.
Yeah, baby.
All hosts of different things. It's very powerful antioxidant, improves blood flow, and dissolves amyloid beta plaques related to Alzheimer's disease, caramelized plaques in the brain. And he makes the point, too, about quercetin, that natural flavonoid found in the plants. And he lists all the kind of plants. We're telling people that all the time. Has powerful anti-inflammatory properties and very effective. And he says, couple it with the curcumin. Okay? He talks about all kinds of herbs that are helpful. And he makes, again, that important point of the EPA and the DHA. It is abundant fat in the brain, and it's a building block of neuron membranes and junctions between nerve cells. Go ahead.
Dr. Whitaker, how many years ago Dr. Whitaker is no longer on the scene. I don't know if he's even around anymore. But years and years and years ago, he said, you've got to use the super pure omega-3 fish oils, omega-3 oils. Why? Because they reduce inflammation and they improve, get this, perfect lubrication of the brain, the eyes, and the heart, and your entire vascular system.
And that was his explanation, but he called it just like he's a real car guy. It's a lube job. They provide a lube job for the platelets. They don't stick
That's
together.
Right.
The
That's
lube
right.
job reminds me of all the things you said to me about the cars and things that the workers have to do to make sure that everything works within the car. Well, we have to work within the person too. And one of the things that's helped me a lot, too, that I'm very glad that he's talking about, because he says, take a lot of buffered vitamin C. And he says, although vitamin C is known to be an antioxidant, it does much more. It regulates neurotransmitters, reduces inflammation, enhances immunity, strengthens blood vessels, stimulates cellular energy production, and has anti-cancer, antiviral, and antibacterial effects, okay? And he says by taking it this way, it's easy on the stomach for many people who are sensitive and non-acetic, and you can take a much larger quantity, which is just what I do. And you can also take your... And then, of course, Dan, you know this one, B vitamins. These vitamins are essential for our bodies to convert food into energy, especially important for healthy aging of the brain, which uses a tremendous amount of energy to perform its round-the-clock function. The brain has special receptors for most of the B vitamins. All the B vitamins work together to protect the brain, he says. Okay? He says, take it, highly bioavailable, easy absorbed, and utilized by the body. Talk about we have the Alive and Well concentrations of B vitamins, but also talk about the healthy one.
The healthy one. It's a multiple vitamin mineral, okay? And when people say a multiple vitamin, it just flows so easily off the tongue. Multiple vitamin. Well, what does multiple mean? Multiple means more than one. That's all it means, more than one, multiple. If you have two, that's a multiple of one. If three, that's a multiple of three times one. But when they talk about nutrition, the government has established a percent of daily value. The government has established a percent of daily value of nutrients. The government has established a percentage of daily value of vitamins. Why do I repeat it? Because the government is a lot of bureaucracy. The government is a lot of, well, maybe it is and maybe it isn't, and what was true yesterday isn't true today, and there's a lot of ambivalent things going on in the government. The government is not necessarily truthful or scientific, as evidenced by the COVID debacle we've just lived through for the past 3 years. The idea is this, that holistic physicians point out optimal nutrient levels. The government deals with minimal nutrient levels. When you read a vitamin label, look at on the side panel, you'll see the list of the vitamins, the contents of the vitamins. Sometimes there's six or seven, sometimes there's 75. Okay? Well, which is the more nutrition, more nutritional of the two formulas? I would go with the 75 because it has, in the healthy one, for instance, is all plant-derived, without chemicals, without additional man-made improvements. Okay? So the healthy one gives you, read down the list of vitamin B, the B complex, for instance. B1, 2, 6, 3, whatever it might be. In the recommended daily allowance, it's 1.3 milligrams or 1.7 milligrams. That's the recommended by the government daily allowance, okay? And that's just the minimum. It used to be called the minimum daily requirement. They've changed the heading, the title of it, to recommended daily allowance. The minimum and the recommended are the same numbers. They've just changed the heading.
Yes.
A typical obfuscation that government goes through.
Yeah.
But the minimum is just enough to keep you standing and breathing.
Right. And you know who says exactly like what you say? These top doctors here saying just that. Go ahead.
And do you ever give the minimum? Do you ever give the minimum in anything you do during the day? Do you ever get by with just the minimum? Or do you have, you give an optimal level of energy and concentration and performance? Do you give an optimal or a maximal? You're not going to get by with the minimum if you're constantly giving the optimum and the maximum. So what you might want to do is check out the formula of the healthy one. The healthy one gives you superb potencies of nutrients.
Right.
And if you follow the directions on the label to take it with food and take maybe one twice a day, you get an optimum. You get a maximal level of nutrients which your body utilizes to keep you performing at a maximum level of performance.
Right.
And health generation.
You know, it's amazing that, again, this is a big time well-known publication of Health Radar, all big time famous doctors, you know, including many of doctors like Dr. Oz, Dr. Roizen, and all doctors point. And they bring up here that multivitamins are for better memory, cognition, and health.
Mm-hmm.
But they make that same point here, and they about having to do it in higher concentrations. And there the doctors are saying, new research has found that multivitamins have a very specific benefit for older people. Better memory and mental function.
Yeah.
Just what you said. Latest studies compared the effects of an excellent multivitamin and a placebo of 2 to 3 years, 5,000 men and women ages 60 and older. These studies were led by top medical researchers at Massachusetts General Brigham. That's huge.
Mm-hmm.
A nonprofit healthcare research organization based in the Boston area. Memory and other mental functions were rigorously tested at beginning and the end. The result, with daily concentrated multivitamins, memory and mental function was equal to being years younger
than those who did not.
That's right. I think this is very meaningful to most people, says Dr. Whitney Linzenmeyer, and spokesperson for the American of Nutrition and Dietetics. Linzenmeyer, who was not involved, points out that the procedures and tests used were likely the most robust of any trial. The research also stands out in another way. Supplements that proved to be effective contain more than 20 essential vitamins and minerals.
Amen, sister.
But just like we've been reporting. In the report of the findings, researchers noted that this differed from earlier studies, which only tested one or two nutrients that did not find the same cognitive benefits. They're mm-hmm. talking about the high concentration. It is well known, they say the doctors, that shortfalls of essential nutrients are detrimental. Lack of calcium and vitamin D3 leads to weak bones, higher risk of fractures. The B vitamins and vitamins A, C, D, and E are necessary for healthy metabolism and for helping to stabilize blood sugar. And they go on and say, insufficient intake plays a role in increasing rates of type 2 diabetes. And he says that these studies show that these vitamins and minerals work together. A shortage of these can cause in symptoms with lack of energy, irritability, susceptibility to illness, aches and pains, heart palpitations. Large government surveys of Americans have found that among adults who don't take concentrated multivitamins, most are likely to be deficient in at least one essential and to have anemia characterized by a shortage of healthy blood cells that provide oxygen in the whole body. Okay, so they go on and on and on and on. Should you take it? Yes. And you know what they say here? That if you take a proton pump inhibitor for heartburn, it depletes vitamin B12, vitamin C, calcium, magnesium, metformin can also deplete the B vitamins and B12.
But proton pump inhibitors stop digestion.
There it goes.
Okay. Let me just go back for a second, review something very quickly. The idea is that all the evidence shows, say, holistic physicians, that by mid-50s, we've lost 70% of our ability to digest food and assimilate our nutrients. Why? We don't make the concentrated enzymes and hydrochloric acid content we used to when we were younger. Okay, but when you get heartburn or you get esophageal reflux or when you get extra gassy or any kind of stomach turbulence, it's because as you get older, you don't digest as well. And when you don't, when there's a little sphincter muscle at the bottom of your esophagus. That little muscle opens and closes when you swallow your food. And if the acid level in your stomach is high, then that little muscle squeezes tight shut and won't let the acid come up your throat. But if the acid level is moderate to low, as it happens when you get older, then the acid slides up your esophagus and can give you throat cancer. And it gives you a great deal of discomfort and agony. Well, doctors say, drug companies say that if you have high acid in your esophagus, you take an antacid drug, a proton pump inhibitor, okay? And that, thank God, that does relieve the burn in your throat and prevents the cancer. But it also stops digestion in your stomach.
That's right.
Because the stomach acid level is low to begin with, so the sphincter doesn't close properly. That allows that insufficient digestive enzymes and acids in your stomach to come up your throat. But when you take the proton pump inhibitor, it neutralizes your stomach as well as the esophagus acid. So what holistic physicians say is the following. Take digestive enzymes as you eat when you get older, because that will increase the acid in your stomach, which forces that little muscle at your esophagus to squeeze tightly shut and will not let the acid come up your throat. It's just as simple as that.
That's exactly right. And the doctors go on to say, and here's one, talking about that benefits of one of my favorite nutrients, taurine can really slow aging. Karen Jensen, medical doctor, and she talks about mitochondrial health and all the different things that it does. But one of the things she speaks about, our subject today, is it protects the brain from various neurological disorders. And she's quoting, taurine was added to drinking water. It was shown to improve cognitive impairment and demonstrated neuroprotective properties against many kinds of dementia. And we've known about it
and
for the heart.
And strengthens your heart.
That they go on and on about that with the heart. In addition, taurine has shown ameliorating effects against stroke, epilepsy, diabetic neuropathy, and protects against injuries and toxicities of the nervous system, prevents inflammatory conditions. Research consistently confirms that most chronic diseases, this is what you've said, Dan, have inflammation as the underlying factor.
Mm-hmm.
The more one can do to minimize the inflammation, the better. And then she says here, the curcumin, the omega-3s, Boswellia, anti-inflammatory. But he said the recent studies show add taurine to this list to help prevent inflammatory disease, helps prevent congestive heart failure. It is the leader, she goes on to say, an effective therapy against congestive heart failure. And taurine is the therapeutic agent against many disease conditions. In Japan, taurine is used to treat congestive heart failure. And we've talked about that. It's absolutely so. In treating diseases, muscle, central nervous system, cardiovascular,
Do you get the message that this holistic physicians bring? And that is nutrients help to restore and prolong life in every cell in your body. Drugs, when there's a health challenge, reduce the symptoms, but they don't improve the health of the longevity of the cells involved. Wonderful that they reduce the symptoms. Praise God they reduce the symptoms, because there's an awful lot of misery in this world, and the symptoms are relieved, but they don't restore, regenerate, create new life. Nutrients help to maintain and create new cellular function, and that eliminates the problem. It's just that simple.
Right. And Dr. again, the Oz and all of this is the Strict Doctors Magazine,
yeah.
Essential Vitamins and Minerals, and they're talking about the aging of the brain, et cetera. Okay. And the vitamins and minerals that have been shown, say the doctors, to be effective in slowing down mental aging and preventing deficiencies.
Yep.
And he lists them. The vitamin A and all the B vitamins. B1, B2, he lists all the names, B3, niacinamide, B5, pantothenic acid, B6, B7, just like you said about the important things of the potent B vitamins.
And the healthy one
That's
formula.
That's right, in the healthy one. Vitamin C, vitamin D3, this is their doctors. Vitamin E, vitamin K2, just what we were talking
beautiful,
about.
Beautiful.
The minerals such as calcium, chromium, iodine, magnesium, manganese, molybdenum, phosphorus, potassium, selenium, zinc, and do not forget, say the doctors, cardio-CoQ10, the strength of the heart muscle, and many different activities in the brain, etc. Isn't this amazing?
But it's got to be the cardio-Q10 form.
That's right.
That's there's several Q10 formulations. The cardio-Q10 at Alive and Well is a certain patented formula from a doctor in Japan. And it's the most readily absorbed, utilized, and rejuvenative form of cardio-Q10. It's amazing.
Right,
amazing
and they go on to say how much is enough. And these doctors make the point that most multivitamins don't have enough of any one of these nutrients.
That's right.
It has to be a high concentration. They're talking about all the different ones, which is fulfilled in that healthy one. And that's, you know, it's amazing how much that. And could you please talk about that brain power and that nutrient that was discovered about Please go ahead.
Well, this is the tongue twister. We've tried this little exercise before. It's pyridylquinoline quinone.
I can do it.
Let me hear you say it.
Okay, I'm going to say this.
Go ahead, say it.
You can hear me say it if you're going to get up and dance around the table. And I'm going to have, you know, when it says you need a witness
for,
to the testimony, Gary is going to be a witness if you dance.
All I'm looking for, all I'm listening for is your tongue to dance around your mouth
I'll
and pronounce the
around
word
that.
Properly.
You dance around the table and Gary is going to be my witness here, okay? Okay, here I am. Pyridylquinoline. No. Pyridylquinoline.
Okay. Folks, do you understand? I dance the way she's talking.
Pyridylquinoline.
Okay.
PQQ.
PQQ.
Talk about it.
That's the magic words. Pyridylquinoline. They're nutrients. What do they do? Pyridylquinoline restores the mitochondrial creation of the cells in your brain, PQQ, okay? Creates new, keep in mind, folks, cells are invisible. You can't see a cell. You can't see a cell. But every cell in your brain, of which there are mitochondria create energy, they're invisible, but every invisible cell in your brain contains 10,000 invisible mitochondria. What? You can't comprehend such a thing. I can't. Perhaps you can. 10,000 invisible things inside of an invisible thing. But the mitochondria are creating energy for that invisible thing, and multiply that by the number of cells in your brain, and suddenly you have a brain, an organ, a mass of meat in between your ears that weighs maybe a couple of pounds, and it uses 20 to 25% of all the energy your body creates in the course of a day. 20 to 25% in a little 2-pound piece of meat between your ears. All in because of invisible cells. Well, PQQ creates the energy for every one of those invisible cells. Pyridylquinoline. Now, the brain power contains 40 milligrams of PQQ per capsule. Other products in the market give you maybe 10, maybe 8. Brain power gives you the 40 per every capsule. And it gives you a major amino acid, which is instrumental in activating the PQQ. And that is alpha-lipoic acid. You've heard Sate talk about this endlessly. Alpha-lipoic acid is a major, major amino acid, which helps to create the energy of every mitochondria in your brain. And in your heart, and in your eyes, whoever it might be. But Alpha lipoic acid is a major, major benefit in taking in a supplemental form. Say holistic physicians.
Yeah,
again,
that's
now,
right.
You heard us talk about this before, but let me repeat this, maybe ad nauseum, but let me repeat again. The brain has a blood-brain barrier. The brain is very selective in what it lets into the brain. As I've said before, and this is, in my idea, this is exemplifies it perfectly. The brain is like a castle on a hill. And the castle has a moat around it to protect it from invading armies and other negative influences. A wide body of water surrounding the castle. But it also has a drawbridge, which it lowers to let things, people and other supplies, into the castle. And then it raises the drawbridge to keep unwanted particles or persons from coming in. The brain, I picture the same way. The brain is the castle. The brain has a protective barrier of water around it, and the brain has an ability to lower the drawbridge to let PQQ and acetyl-L-carnitine and a host of other nutrients to come into the brain, but it refuses to let other things to come into the brain. So it raises the drawbridge to prevent the negative things from entering the brain. It lowers the drawbridge to let all the necessary things at once into the brain. That is a fairy tale form of what's going on in your head, but it exemplifies perfectly how selective the brain is in letting in nutrients and keeping out the bad guys, the highly oxidizing negative factors which are in every cell in our body.
You know, and again, Dr. Blaylock keeps making the same point that you've made, but it's important to realize it because people can be ignorant. They may not know how they're taking in something that's toxic because it can be disguised, right? It can be disguised as something that seems to be okay, but it's not. And Dr. Blaylock, in the right recently, and quotes here next to it, like 30 clinical trials to support what he says here. Beware the dangers of fructose. F-R-U-C-T-O-S-E.
But fructose is a fruit sugar. It's good for you.
Yeah, lie,
yeah,
as you're saying.
Yeah.
And here's what the doctor says. The most common way, says the doctor, researchers induce diabetes in experimental animals is by feeding them fructose, which raises blood pressure, causes heart hypertrophy, that's heart failure, he defines, increases heart inflammation, reduces heart antioxidant enzyme levels, increases oxidative stress in the heart, and creates fatty liver disease. We've said that many times.
Sugar.
Fatty liver disease,
sugar,
fructose. Fatty liver disease is rapidly increasing, says the doctor, with the 30 clinical trials behind it, medical, among all human age groups. And the most likely cause is the high intake of high fructose corn syrup in the typical American diet.
Okay,
it is obvious that fructose, especially in the form of high fructose corn syrup, is the main culprit in a number of diseases, including diabetes, metabolic syndrome, weight gain, focus around the middle, cancer, degenerative brain disorders,
inflammation,
gross obesity, and fatty liver disease, rapid aging. Fructose is virtually in every processed food at your local supermarket, says the doctor. Soft drinks containing high fructose corn syrup are perhaps the primary cause of these diseases. I am convinced, says Dr. Blaylock, that we could drastically lower the death rate just by getting rid of fructose additives in foods. Studies have shown, says the doctor, that a combination of MSG and high fructose corn syrup can easily induce fatty liver disease in all types of species. Go and talk about
that. High fructose corn syrup is different than fructose you get from strawberries, blueberries, raspberries, or strawberries. You're not going to get a high fructose corn syrup in any of those natural fruits. But fruit in any great amount is too high in natural sugars, say the holistic physicians. And the sugar from any source creates inflammation.
And that's also a synthetic sugar that's put throughout all the different foods.
High fructose corn syrup is a concentrated corn syrup, which is very high in sugar, which creates the inflammation. But strawberries and an apple and a pear and some watermelon do not contain high fructose corn syrup. They contain a natural amount of sugar, which is very beneficial for the brain in moderate amounts.
That's right.
Okay? Because excess fruit is going to, like fruit juice, a glass of orange juice, for instance, takes about 3 oranges to make a glass of orange juice. That's an awful lot of sugar. You wouldn't eat 3 oranges. But if you eat 1 orange, that's healthy. If you eat 1 apple, that's healthy. If you eat 1 pear, that's healthy. Or a handful or two of strawberries or blueberries or raspberries or blackberries. Those are all very healthy, moderate amounts of sugars, which are very beneficial for brain energy and for proper metabolism.
Okay, and he said he makes this point that we can't live without it. Why you should search for and eat organic. Okay, he says major studies found that people who ate organic vegetables just for 1 week had a 90% drop in the level of pesticides in their blood.
Yeah.
That substantially, says, because commonly used pesticides and agricultural chemicals contribute to Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, and even childhood brain tumors. The harmful component in Roundup, glyphosate, has been found in groundwater, foods, air, and virtually every body fluid. And encouraging people, especially children, not to eat this contaminated food of water. And he makes that point how B vitamins help the brain. Depression and dementia have to do with a deficiency of B vitamins, according to studies from Wayne State University School of Medicine. And benefits, the B vitamins benefit the brain, including supporting overall brain health, aiding cell communication, keeping you balanced, and helping your heart. And don't forget the cardio Q10. All of these tremendously important things that
and
are
these are from
here.
The doctors who actually do the tests, actually do the work. Okay, they're not. They don't depend on drugs to be the crux of their practice. They are natural therapies, food sources, natural things that you can do without the chemicals to build health.
Right, and you can build your health by making the healthier choices that are still wonderful, delicious, satisfying, but not poison. Come and eat at the Broth Cafe. Get the takeouts over there. Get the wonderful combinations that are there. Get that beautiful Vortex water. Get the organic green juices. All of those terrific things, okay, that you're going to get over there. High concentration in glass, not in plastic. And remember all of our different services at Alive and Well, all the things that are provided there for you. And again, we mail, we ship families, if you're moving or you're going to the mainland, anything, any one of our, call the 877-4950.
Talk about memory.
I need a little bit something right now, Gary. Give me something from my memory. 877-4950 for any one of our wonderful services. And you can get takeouts. You can do the parties. If you don't feel like cooking for all of your friends and family, get the good stuff. Get the great stuff. And all of our. And remember, too, Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. We never charge one dime to sit and share information. But it is a great idea if you call 877-4950 and set up a time to sit in a beautiful, comfortable sofa-ed area with Dennis or Mona, not making claims, nothing like that, just sharing information with no charge about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Remember that Alive and Well is there for you. We care, we love you, and again, I think we're making you pretty happy because you're telling us, I'm just so happy, and I'm from not only my palate, but my heart, my spirit, and everything else is just so much better since we are there for you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you folks one more time
that optimum health is
alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.